The Montpelier-based Public Assets Institute has issued the report, The 2013 Budget, Is It Adequate?, which says state leaders have presented Vermonters, quote, with no vision of what the budget is meant to achieve other than to keep state government running, unquote. Institute President Paul Sillo says the state needs a new budget process.
The budget process needs to do three things. First, since it's the people's money, the focus of the budget should be the people's well-being. And right now, the budget doesn't actually articulate what its purpose is. When you look at the purpose statement of the state budget, it simply says to keep government operating. The second thing is that you want to make some assessment of Vermonters' needs if you're going to have a budget that's essentially trying to see to people's well-being. And the third is that there's a way for the state to determine how well it's doing in meeting Vermonters' needs. This isn't what we're doing now. And really what's happened with the state budget is it's become a numbers game. It starts with a revenue estimate and then tries to match spending to the revenue numbers without looking at what do Vermonters actually need from their government.
Economic policy analyst Doug Hoffer agrees with the Public Assets Institute assessment that the budget methodology should change.
Clearly, all the people in state government are very concerned about meeting the needs of Vermonters, but to be confined and constrained by a budget based primarily on revenues from existing statutory sources and the federal government, which is subject to change as well, really doesn't allow for a proper discussion of whether we are indeed and in fact meeting the needs, whether we are making sound investments, whether we are delaying important decisions and investments that will cost us more later. I don't have any particular or specific criticisms, but I do think that we could do a better job, particularly with capital expenditures, where I think everybody would agree we're behind. And furthermore, it is constraining in that we can't even have a good conversation about revenues. To say that this is how much there is sometimes misleading.
University of Vermont Associate Professor of Economics Art Wolf says the ideas in the Institute's report sound good, but it does not illustrate there are problems no matter the system.
What we really do in practice is we say, well, how much money do we have in tax revenues? And then let's figure out what we want to spend it on and what our priorities are. What they would like to do is kind of reverse that, say, let's figure out what our priorities are, and let's always make sure we have enough money to spend on those priorities, no matter what the economy is doing. And unfortunately, the world doesn't work that way, and it would be very difficult because that's, I think, a prescription for just a never-ending increase in the amount of spending that the government has, because there are always unmet needs. You've still got to figure out what you want to spend your money on. And that's the fundamental problem of any government. The idea that we have needs is an open-ended concept, which doesn't really get you very far in any kind of debate.
Paul Sillo says the problem with the current manage-to-the-money process is that when revenues go down, needs increase.
I don't think legislators or the governor or people in the administration are hard-hearted or are not trying to meet the needs of Vermonters. I think what we're pointing out is that there's a structural problem in the way they're approaching this budget. And that structural problem creates limitations, serious limitations that undermine their intentions.
A link to the report is available on our website, wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.